Well, while we figure out the password, I wanted to show you my websites. But in the meantime, let me tell you about our activities with the chair. We had quite a successful year in terms of publishing. We launched a peer-reviewed journal on international economic law in Spanish. We have different sections. I'll show you the journal in a moment. I published 8 academic articles in Spanish and English, including one in the Journal of International Dispute Settlement on plurilingual interpretation of WTO law in the appellate body. I later added an analysis of plurilingual interpretation in panel reports to that, which I published in Spanish in my journal. And that has led to a plan to have a workshop here at the WTO in December, a half-day workshop with the Secretariat lawyers on plurilingual interpretation, where we'll also bring in people from other international organizations to examine the process that is used for plurilingual interpretation. And in the afternoon, we'll give a presentation to the members on the results of that workshop. Okay. In terms of the journal, I would say don't look at the screen. That'll only distract you. Okay. A mailing list of 7,500 email addresses that we use to distribute our electronic journal and that we also use to announce events as well as new materials that are published on the website. Monsieur Brouet talked about the importance of publishing. What is it? Brouet. Brouet. Ah, pardon. Brouet spoke of the importance of publishing in peer-reviewed journals. I've been publishing in peer-reviewed journals, such as the Journal of International Dispute Settlement, some ISI journals. I've also been doing several peer reviews. I did a peer review for a manuscript for Oxford University Press. I did a peer review for Vlastas Virtual Institute at UNCTAD. I also did for the Journal of International Dispute Settlement, the World Trade Review, and also an international relations journal for the University of Chile, which Doris suggested me for. And so I'd say we had a very successful year. In terms of publishing, but we've not had a very successful day with the internet. But we'll see if it comes up. In terms of the teaching, we plan to launch a diploma program. It turned out there wasn't a market for the diploma program, so we've canceled the diploma program, and in its place, I'm putting on our website a series of teaching materials in Spanish, monographs on different WTO agreements. The first 2 monographs are up. Each monograph is accompanied by PowerPoint slides and case comments. Case comments was part of the proposal that we had to do 10 a year. In our first year, we did 9, and what I'm doing there is I'm trying to farm them out a bit more because I see the journal and the case comment series as a way to encourage research in Spanish on WTO law and international economic law more generally in the Spanish-speaking world. We've done pretty well with the journal in terms of getting contributions for the academic articles from Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Mexico, and Switzerland. I've introduced a new module on the SPS agreement in my WTO law course. I taught a WTO law course for one semester and a NAFTA law course in another semester. The NAFTA law course is where I also focus on subsidies and dumping and safeguards, and so that covers a significant WTO component. I also introduced this year a new course in our master's program, which is a master's program on regulation, focusing on the effect of WTO law and international investment law on regulation. And we also introduced a new course on written and oral legal argument. And since I'm the one who designed the course and I give that course, I've incorporated basic principles of GATT in the exercises because it's very useful for third-year law students to have a simple exercise to do. And national treatment and the exceptions in Article 20 of the GATT keep things relatively simple, but also you can come up with interesting problems. I also completed supervision of four thesis students on WTO law topics, and I always encourage those students to publish those as working papers on my website, and also, if they're good enough, to submit them through the peer review process. I also prepared a team of students for the ELSA Moot Court competition. For those who don't participate in that, I would urge you to do so because it is absolutely superb preparation for the students. The students that do the ELSA Moot Court competition often go on to do their master's degree, many at YELPO, and several of those go on to do their internships in legal affairs or the appellate body at the WTO. So to me, the best possible preparation a student can get is to take the undergraduate WTO and NAFTA law courses, do their thesis on WTO law, do the ELSA Moot Court competition, head off to YELPO for their master's, and then off to the WTO to do their internship with Maria Pereira. I consider to be the Lamborghinis among my students. In terms of outreach, I presented a paper at the 2010 CL conference in Barcelona, also organized by Ramon, and I'm on the organizing committee for the 2012 CL conference in Singapore, which is going to be hosted by Henry Gao. I've had a debate with Ricardo Ramirez in Mexico City on the effect of WTO jurisprudence in the national legal system. Ricardo had some odd opinions, I thought, for a member of the appellate body, with which I disagreed, but it was a good debate, I thought, and we had a very good audience. I also presented a paper at a conference at the National University on NAFTA. I served as a judge and academic advisor for the 2010 ELSA Moot Court competition on WTO law and helped them to organize their final conference. We had a very successful WTO chair launch. We had an audience of about 85 people from Mexico City and other parts of Mexico. And we also had another seminar on international arbitration and an excellent seminar by the Mexican ambassador to the WTO, Fernando de Mateo, which provoked, I'd say, more questions from our students than they're normally prepared to give. We also are organizing our first regional WTO chair conference in October with the University of Chile, and that's going to take place in Mexico City this year in October. Next year we'll do it in Santiago. I also served as a PhD examiner for the University of New South Wales. The next semester is going to be quite a busy one. I've got a conference in Tijuana on border issues. That's followed in September by a workshop on trade and environment that I'm helping to organize with the WTO for government officials from throughout Latin America. My colleague Perla Buenrostro is going to the CL conference to present a paper in Bogota in September. In October, Gerardo has asked me to go to a conference in Peru, which I'm happy to do. And in December, we're going to have the workshop at the WTO on plurilingual interpretation. So it's going to be a busy semester. Our website has had a total of 8,000 visits since we got it going. It looks like it won't get one today, though. Our journal has had 4,500 visits since it was launched in November, and we have had 650 visits to our monograph series since I started publishing the monographs a few months ago. So that's gone quite well. I gave a course in Bogota on dispute settlement to the WTO as part of the regional trade policy course. I also gave another dispute settlement course in the Dominican Republic on WTO dispute settlement. And whenever I give these courses, I encourage people to visit the site and to use the materials that are on the site. These materials are all available for free to anybody who wants to download them. The journal has free access. The monograph series has free access. They can use my PowerPoint slides. I met a professor in the Dominican Republic who, in fact, is using my slides from my site for his WTO course. So we're taking very much a regional and global approach, global in the sense that Spanish is spoken not just in Latin America, of course, but in Spain and in Geneva. I find I speak more Spanish in Geneva than any other language usually. English is an exception today. So I would say we've had quite a successful program. We've had some challenges with the case comment series. We plan to do 10 case comments per year. We only got 9 done in the first year. I wrote 5 of those myself. The solution this year for me is to get other people to write the case comments, which is also a good way of promoting research on this topic in the region. The journal, the big challenge with the journal, of course, is to get people to submit articles. We've had 2 issues out already. The most recent issue, we only had 5 academic articles submitted. We rejected 3 of those, but we have 2 good articles there. We had 4 articles in our first issue. A solution to that is the conference that we're doing with Chile. The papers presented at the conference are going to be published in the journal. And in terms of outreach, I think the outreach is going fairly well. So I'd say we have a pretty balanced program. One challenge, of course, is adding a layer of activities on top of my existing activities means having to reorganize and change my priorities somewhat. I'm concerned that with the case comments and the monographs and the outreach, the research might go down a notch. I hope not, because my preference is to sit around writing articles and writing books and publishing those. So we'll see how things go. My next year's report may have fewer articles being published. I would say I agree with a lot of the comments made by the members of the board in terms of the importance of peer review, in terms of the importance of good teaching materials. I think I'm providing good teaching materials in Spanish. I think a key point there is more publicity. I think links to my website in a more prominent place in the WTO website, more prominent advertising of the availability of these materials in the Spanish-speaking world would be helpful, because, of course, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, can you? And if the horse doesn't know the water's there, it's going to be even more difficult. I think it's a nice idea to have more collaboration amongst the chairs. I think on the issue of research, I don't think you can standardize research. I don't think you can put people together to do research, collaborative research, if they don't have complementary skills, complementary interests, the personality to work together, et cetera. I'm sure anybody here who has done collaborative research knows that how well it works really depends on the team. I have an economist with whom I've published 3 books and a dozen articles. We work extremely well together. We have complementary skills. But I've also had attempts in collaborative research with other colleagues in business and also in economics that haven't gone as well simply because the other person didn't hold up their end of the bargain, or clashes of views were too strong. I think we have to recognize the limitations of collaborative research, although I think it's a good thing to encourage, and I think it's an excellent idea. And certainly interdisciplinary is important. In terms of courses, local adaptation and local language, well, my teaching materials are all aimed for the Spanish-speaking world. So if anybody wants to translate them to English, they're free to do so. And thank you very much. That's all I have to say today.